What the current TAILOR-RX data show that he presented at ASCO and then was published in the New England Journal this summer, on which I'm a co-author, so I've got a little bit of a conflict here. But anyway, is that in the intermediate group, basically what we did is just collapse the cutoff to 25. And so now, for the average patient who walks in the door who's node negative, ER positive, and has an oncotype of 25 or less, they probably don't need chemotherapy, assuming they get adequate endocrine therapy. It may work there, but it may not reduce the odds large enough to justify the treatment because so few people are going to recur in the first place in that group. There's some nuances there we can get into, especially with younger people, younger women. But for a postmenopausal woman, I think that's good news. We bumped the cutoff from 18 to 25. So if you're 25 or less, you don't need chemotherapy. If you're node negative, don't take it. If you're 31 or greater, you need the chemotherapy. There's no reason to believe it won't work. The Oxford Overview says it works almost no matter what your biology is. And so you should take it. We're still left with this 25 to 31 group, and we're all going to have to rub our hands. We're not sure we know what to do with that. And that's the problem with having changed the cutoffs. Regardless, I think this has been a big step forward. It really validates what we're doing. It's collapsed the cutoffs to 25 or so. The second issue is with prediction, and that is, does the relative benefit of chemotherapy, not the absolute, but the relative benefit, change going from a low recurrence score or so-called luminal A disease all the way out to high recurrence score or even estrogen receptor negative? In other words, let's say, for example, instead of being a one-third reduction no matter what, it's a one-half reduction if your estrogen receptor is negative and a one-tenth reduction if your luminal A low recurrence score. And I think, actually, Mark Lipman first reported this idea in a New England Journal paper in 1977. And you know how you can kind of remember where you were when the first man walked on the moon or when President Kennedy? I remember where I was. I was a third-year medical student. Larry Einhorn showed me this paper in the New England Journal and said, this is going to change practice. And so Mark predicted that from a very small study in metastatic disease that ER-negative patients would benefit from chemotherapy, ER-positives wouldn't. That became very controversial. The data bounced all over the place over the next 15 or 20 years. But most of us believe, actually, that the accumulated body of evidence suggests that this is true, that if you go left to right on that recurrence score, or left to right on the intrinsic subtype, if you will, that patients who have really high ER, low HER2, low proliferation, are very likely to benefit from endocrine therapy, but that chemotherapy, whether you need it or not, just may not work. Whereas if you go to the other side, say completely ER negative, chemotherapy may work a whole lot better. TAILOR-RX does not directly address that. They're all node negative, so they all have good prognosis to begin with, and then it's, you have a really good prognosis or modestly poor prognosis.